So, Kristen, I had the pleasure of interviewing Common.
Ooh, you're so lucky.
About a week and a half ago. And he's a great guy. I've interviewed him a couple times before. He's always like a very thoughtful, interesting, smart guy. We talked all about his new leading man status in the movie Just Right with Queen Latifah. But, of course, I had to recuse myself from being a critic. I don't feel it's fair to interview someone and then turn around and, you know, praise or damn their film since I've been, you know, talking to them.
Yeah. You couldn't even be fair at that point.
Right, right. It seems like either way you're going to be a little biased or you're going to feel a little like you've cheated them in some way. So at least on a film-by-film basis, I try not to do that. So I'm depending on you this week to tell me, how was Just Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, before I say anything, this is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday.
And this is Movie Date. And so, to answer your question, Just Right. I'm just going to say the things I loved the most about Just Right.
Okay.
All right?
Nice way to start.
I love Queen Latifah.
Yes.
And you always want to just cheer for her, don't you?
Yes. Yes, you do.
No matter what happens in her life on the screen, she might be a poor hairdresser trying to make it. She might be misdiagnosed with cancer
yes.
and have one last holiday to really enjoy her life.
With LL Cool J.
With LL Cool J.
Right.
Absolutely. You really just... The best parts of any movie that she's in are the parts where things are finally going her way in the movie. And Just Right, the best scene in the movie is actually after she and Common, finally after back and forth and you're making me mad, but maybe I like you kind of back and forth
right.
rapport. Eventually they do the deed.
Yes.
They go out on a date. She's dressed up. She wakes up the next morning in bed. They almost completely gloss over the in-bed part.
Okay.
Where they just the next day show... like, you know, in soft focus, them in bed with the sheets. And
okay.
then almost immediately, within seconds, they fade to she's in bed by herself, looking over at the bedside table, and there's juice and toast and a note that says, enjoy.
Oh, very nice.
And she looks
very
at the
nice.
Note, and she rolls around and screams, and there's music, and her doing the in-bed dance
yes.
by herself, and touching the sheets and kissing the pillows, and... this scene goes on for quite a while of her by herself in the bed rolling around, squealing with delight, looking at the toast, looking at the juice, hugging the sheets.
That says woman's movie to me.
Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic.
Okay.
I loved that. I loved that. But that being said, when Common was on screen with her, anytime they tried to do anything remotely romantic, I felt like it was about as sexy as Michael Jackson and Liza Minnelli
right.
in a serious, like... session. It was just so uncomfortable and just seemed...
You couldn't see it?
No, I couldn't see it. It was almost like him... He seemed almost effeminate next to Queen Latifah.
Ah, interesting.
Because she's so larger than life. I feel like if
yes.
she's going to be playing opposite any basketball player, it has to be somebody who's more the character type of like Shaquille O'Neal or Charles Barkley. Someone who's powerful and loud and takes up a lot of screen space like her.
And he's not a big guy. He's only about 6 feet.
Oh, he looked like he was 5'4"
yeah,
in the movie.
Yeah,
he looks very little
smaller,
in the movie.
I think. Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, he bulked up a lot for the role and did the whole, you know, NBA training and trained with, you know, coaches. And there's a lot of NBA guys in the movie who, like, helped him kind of, you know, get his game on, essentially. And he, you know, kept to a diet, did weight training. But I think when you look at him, he still just looks like kind of a small dude in that jersey.
Yeah,
you know?
He
yeah.
looks tiny. And this is kind of the same problem that I've seen with... Jennifer Lopez, with a lot of her romantic leads that she plays opposite against, a lot of them just seem just like shallow shells of men next
yes.
to her larger-than-life character.
Yes.
And I just think Queen Latifah is too big of a person and of a character to just have any guy next to her. You have to have someone who's huge, who's iconic in their own way.
Like Eugene Levy in Bringing Down the House. Now, that was a pair. Those two made a good pair, I thought.
I'd like to dip you in cheese and spread you over a cracker.
Well, you are some kind of freaky.
Well, who do you like? I mean, just to go back to Common, to Latifah, they're both rappers, really. And one might wonder, should rappers really even be acting in the first place?
It really depends. I mean, some of them can do it and some of them can't, right? I mean, I guess... the obvious example is Will Smith, who is just a box office juggernaut. I mean, his last his last eight films, I think, have all gone over 100 million at the box office. I think they might have all opened number one.
It's amazing.
It was just astonishing, especially when you think back, there's some not very good movies in
there. Some of them are just terrible. Did you see Wild Wild West?
Wild Wild West, or like Legend of Bagger Vance, you know.
Bagger Vance, the name? Lost your swing. We got to go find him.
Oh, my God.
Maybe those aren't in the string of 100 million that I'm thinking of, but he's made some pretty bad films. But there's something about him that people seem to like, and there's something about his charm. He's a lot of fun to watch on screen. I've never seen him play a dramatic role terribly convincingly, except for maybe Pursuit of Happiness.
What about Six Degrees of Separation? You didn't find him convincing at all?
I didn't really like that movie from start to finish, actually. I just didn't care for that movie very much. And I didn't think he was all that strong in the role.
But Ali, he wasn't very good in either. Ali
and I thought that was not a very good movie as well.
Yeah.
There's sort of like, you know, Ali as a bummer. You know, sort of walking around. And I kind of thought, I just don't think I've ever seen that Ali, almost ever.
I have no luck with women, and I'm kind of sad.
Yeah, right. I'm kind of sad and bummed out, but I'm not really giving anyone a reason.
So what? I ain't got to be what nobody else want me to be, and I ain't afraid to be what I want to be.
And I just kind of thought, that's not the Ali that I believe existed. And I didn't think he was very good in that role. Partly maybe not his fault, because it's not much of a role.
Mm-hmm.
But the other person that always intrigues me, who isn't Will Smith, who I feel like should be Will Smith, is LL Cool J, because LL Cool J is a really charismatic guy.
But there's something about LL Cool J that no offense to people who are middle-aged, there's something about him that comes off as very middle-aged,
I think. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think to a certain generation of people, LL Cool J seems kind of middle-aged.
Well, he kind of is, but then again, so is Will Smith.
But Will Smith doesn't strike people as middle-aged in the same way that LL Cool J strikes people as middle-aged, I think.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what it is about him. He still just seems like a kid in so many ways. He always seems to be kind of laughing at himself in his roles.
Yeah.
Look at Hitch. I think that's the only romantic comedy he's been in, right? Hitch?
Will
Smith. And I loved that movie, and he seemed to have such a sense of humor in it.
By asking if it was diet, she took it as you trying to imply that you thought she was fat. Go get a red rose, get a regular Coke, tell her she's everything you never knew you always wanted. Any problems, give me a call.
Sure. Just laughing at himself. And not that LL Cool J can't have that sense of humor with himself. I think he can. But he still seems like kind of middle-aged.
That's interesting. You know, I wonder if it might be his sheer bulk. Because the guy is really pumped up. I
mean, he is huge.
I've interviewed him in person as well, and he's a lot of fun to just be in a room with and talk to, and he treats you like you're like one of the dudes, which is really what you want from LL Cool J. But those arms of his are massive. And I do feel like it's possible that it prevents him from having kind of a natural, nimble, agile gait on screen. It makes him look less kind of spry. It forces him to be kind of stiff. But aren't you also a Mos Def fan? Don't you like Mos Def, at least as an actor?
Oh, I love him so much. Yeah. I love him. I loved him in Be Kind, Rewind.
What is wrong with you? Why is it doing that when you do that? You're magnetized. You erased these tapes. It's you.
Yes.
I love him in every movie he's in because he comes off as kind of the sensitive voice of reason.
Right.
Opposite people that often really get on my nerves. Like, I really hated Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy so much on so many levels.
Yeah.
But any scene he was in, I kind of loved.
You enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a very small guy. I mean, I think when he's on screen, he looks tiny.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if I've seen, I really can't think of almost any rapper that I have seen really knock me off my feet.
What,
as
you didn't
actor.
Love Eminem?
Eminem was perfectly good, and so in his way was 50 Cent, essentially the same film, but they were both fine. But I mean, I don't know. Have you seen a rapper? I mean, almost
you know what?
Any performer.
I have one to point out to you.
Yes.
Marky Mark in Boogie Nights.
Everyone's given one special thing, right? Everyone's blessed with one special thing.
Okay. A decent acting job.
You know,
and
I know
job.
In the past you once mentioned to me that you actually liked Rockstar, that terrible movie.
Oh,
that
I love
Mark
Rockstar.
You know, I'm just a regular guy who grew up with the posters of these guys on my walls. And now I'm one of them.
Just the worst movie.
I love that movie.
But he was fantastic in Boogie Nights.
Yes, he was great in Boogie Nights.
He was great in Boogie Nights.
But he's not been that great in anything since. Planet of the Apes, Lovely Bones.
I know you didn't like him in Date Night. I loved him in Date
Night.
He had no shirt on. That's his one joke in the movie is he's the hot guy with no shirt.
Again,
single scene, no shirt.
I know. Somehow that didn't make me laugh. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's a tough balancing act. I think that people who are really great rappers can't necessarily be great actors because you can only really be known for one or the other. It seems like you can't really be known for both. Queen Latifah is very respected now as an actress.
Yes.
But does anyone even know what she sounds like as a rapper anymore?
In fact, when we were having this conversation, I was trying to remember what the heck songs that, you know, would have been a hit that I would even know, and I couldn't even come up with any. So.
Yeah. So it seems like you're kind of relegated to one or the other. I think very few people can do both of those things. And
yes. Almost any performer, any musical performer is a little bit like that. I mean, look at someone like Madonna. You would think that Madonna would be a great actress, but almost
would
any...
you? Why would you think that?
Well, she's a performer. She's very theatrical.
That's true.
I think that's why people always get musical performers to be in movies. Mick Jagger, David Bowie.
That's true.
But it just doesn't work out.
I think that she's great as a stage actress. I think that's probably a lot of these people are so larger than life, and so much of the performance is playing a character that is almost a caricature whether they're in interviews or whether they're on stage at a concert. And so sometimes their movie acting just seems too heavy-handed.
Right. Yeah, that could be. We'll have to see how Marky Mark does in his next outing.
Hopefully better than Ludacris and Crash.
You had a conversation with God, huh? What did God say?
Hopefully. Or Ice-T in Tank Girl.
Turn this world around, you're going to get us all killed.
Hopefully better than that.
Thank you so much, Rafer.
All right, Kristen.